Tuesday, February 9th. Laos is still going well, and that's led him to think back on the whole Cambodia question. He feels strongly that we've completely failed to get over the success story on Cambodia to the people, and that we have to make it very simple, use Laos now to get it across and establish the success of Cambodia and make the public see it as such. NBC last night reported a poll they had taken that showed the people don't feel that Cambodia was successful or was a good thing. And this is basically what's bothering the president. He thinks we've got to take the two key points, one that casualties have been reduced 75%, and the other that withdrawals are not only insured but now can be stepped up. He pointed out that Cardinal Cook had told him when he came back from Vietnam that everybody in Vietnam says Cambodia was the best thing we've ever done, but that we haven't gotten that point over to the American people. As usual, he's absolutely right. He got into quite a little discussion of TV and PR planning again today, partly as a result of his meeting with Carruthers and Mark Good. He feels very strongly still that we need one guy who is just thinking PR, a man who is fully familiar with everything that's going on, reads the polls, reads the papers, watches the TV, and that can develop long-range plans mainly for the PR program on television. He feels Moore can't do it because is just thinking too much on what he hears, and that we need a younger, quicker guy who's full of more vinegar and can work intimately with me on the schedule, etc. He thinks we need a top PR guy for this and someone whose judgment the president will take. He's undoubtedly right, but we're back to the age-old problem of how do we find such a guy. Along this line, he got back to the problem of Kissinger's briefings again and has concluded that they have not been a success because they don't get across our points regarding our foreign policy successes, and that we need a man who can handle that too, maybe the same guy as the other PR type. There was a big earthquake in Los Angeles this morning, and that caused quite a stir throughout Washington circles as we declared it a disaster area and set up a plan for the vice president to fly out, etc. Late this evening, the president called to say maybe he would fly out instead of going to California this weekend. I've got to work out a plan to turn him off of that. Today was one of those days where things get screwed up. The prime thing was a reception for the Freedom Foundation where we had full press coverage, including the whole battery of TV cameras, and the president was pretty disturbed because he didn't have anything to say to them and wasn't expecting to have press coverage, although his briefing paper, of course, said that there would be. He feels that this kind of thing shouldn't be caught in, and we've got to avoid it in the future. This also arose yesterday in a related problem where he had wanted to use a teleprompter for recording the environment message, and there wasn't a teleprompter set up. Our staff didn't get it worked out right. And that then got back today to a similar kind of flap regarding the Pollution Control Council that meets tomorrow, in that he feels the environment is not an issue that's worth a damn to us. He has a very uneasy feeling about it, because he thinks it works the wrong way for us, that we're catering to the left in all of this, and that we shouldn't be, that they're the ones who care about the environment, and they're trying to use the environmental issue as a means of destroying the system, and we're playing right into their hands. He has a really uneasy feeling that we're doing way too much on this. Apparently he called George Putnam in Los Angeles tonight and let Putnam tape the interview, which ought to produce some interesting results. He says that he and the family have all agreed that Isabel Shelton and Judith Martin both must be banned from the White House as accredited press people for social functions. And says that it's ordered as of now and must be carried out, that he'll fire whoever is responsible for letting them in if they ever get in again. This came out of several flaps. Apparently, the story Judith Martin ran on Beverly Sills bra strap breaking, plus a story that ran today downgrading Sevilla Sacasa as a result of the diplomatic reception last night, both of which caused the president to put the pressure on Pat again to agree to keep the people out, which he says she's now agreed to do. We got into a general discussion of his schedule planning and have decided to try a new approach where we keep both Wednesdays and Saturdays fully clear and unscheduled so that he has that time to use on an optional basis rather than programmed. So now we'll only schedule 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, which is probably a good idea. The plan has also occurred to him to eliminate the receiving lines at church, etc., so that he doesn't have to do so much handshaking. And this, too, I think is a good idea, but it's going to be hard to enforce it with Mrs. Nixon. We'll give it a try. End of February 9th.